This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, let's go to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome in our football buddy, Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, brought to you by Hellman's Mayonnaise Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Merry Christmas, Mark. Thanks for giving us some time, man. How the heck are you?
I'm good, man. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm curious how much stinking good green chili sauce you hand out as presents this time of year.
Well, you know what? We eat plenty, but I'm stuck here in New York with my wife, and my whole family's back in Colorado. So I will miss Christmas Day, but we're pushing it back a couple days. So Friday I'll head back out to Colorado to go see my family. But yeah, they got plenty out, and they've got gifted plenty for me on my behalf.
Hey, Stink, the fact that you've been in the NFL so long, and then that you know your media stuff, do you ever celebrate holidays? I mean, on time, actual holidays on the day of.
Well, it just depends. I mean, it you know, when it's a football season, it's a football season, right?
Right.
So I'm so used to, you know, what, like, as a player, practicing on Thanksgiving and then, you know, that day being a work day. And same thing with Christmas when it falls. So it just is one of those things where you just get used to saying, hey, I can't be there this year, so we're going to have to push it back. And you get used to that. That's just part of the program, whether it's television, whether it's, you know, you're playing. It's just part of the way you have to do sometimes.
Former NFL offensive lineman Mark Schlereth with us here on The Fan. This time of year, we see the quarterbacks gifting their offensive linemen all sorts of awesome Christmas presents. Who did it better? Was it Pat Mahomes with his Yeti cooler filled with a bunch of cool stuff, or was it Joe Burrow with the samurai swords?
The samurais are whatever. They're great, I guess, but I don't know. I mean, a bunch of offensive linemen to get together and have their O-line party and start having a couple of drinks, and the next thing you know, there's a sword fight going on. Like, that's how O-linemen play. So I like all the stuff that Mahomes gave out. We used to get, like, Elway used to just give us, like, he would write us a check as an offensive line. So he'd cut us, like, a 10 grand check. And go like we'd go to have our offense. He wasn't invited to the offensive line party,
right?
But like that's what we used to do. But I mean, I've gotten Rolexes from Mark Rippon and Terrell Davis, and I've gotten some good gifts over the course of my career. But well, I tell you what, it's kind of crazy right now. Brock Purdy getting everybody Toyota Tacomas and Sequoias. I mean, like, hey man, it made me want to come back and play.
I was just wondering, like, when you were in Colorado there, Stink, did you ever think about, like, would a snowmobile been a really good gift for you?
For me, no, because I wasn't going up the mountains to, you know, to ride a snowmobile. Like, Denver's such a high-altitude desert that, like, most of our rain and most of our snow comes in, like, April.
Okay.
Like, you don't get a lot in Denver, believe it or not. So, you know, you have to take it up to the mountains. So, no, I would not... Plus, man, at that point in my life, I quit. I grew up skiing. I grew up doing all that stuff.
Sure.
I mean, my knees were so shot that I just quit doing all those things, all the mountain stuff. Mm-hmm. I just never went up to the mountains.
Well, I just saw you talk about that altitude, and obviously playing up there for years, living there now, you get more accustomed to it. But I saw the Colts going into Mile High a couple of weeks ago, their head coach talking about beet juice being one of the things that they're trying to consume to help them deal with the altitude. What's the craziest thing you've heard of people doing trying to acclimate themselves?
Oh, they come a day early, you know, drink a bunch of water. Like, if you go into Mile High Stadium, it's really cool. Like, everywhere you go, especially around the visitors, they've got signs and they've got, like, hey, like hydration signs and the importance of drinking water and what the altitude does and altitude sickness and, hey, 5280, it's a mile up, it's real, you know. It's plastered all over the place where the visiting team walks in and out. Everywhere around their locker room, all the way out to the field, it's a reminder that it's really hard to play in altitude. So it's really funny to see it, you know, as you walk in there as a broadcaster. It's not anything I ever paid attention to as a player, but it's funny. And ultimately, I think the science behind it is truly like beet juice. That's comical to me. is, you know, it just takes your body 6 weeks to produce enough oxygen carrying blood cells, like red blood cells. Like, it just, your body produces more so that you can deal with the thin air. You can't do it in a day, and you can't do it by drinking beet juice from water. So, you know, you just got to deal with it. It's truly a home field advantage.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk some ball here. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth with us here on The Fan, brought to you by Hellman's Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. You know, one of the interesting teams right now in the NFC is the Vikings. Sam Darnold doing what he's doing. What should the Vikings do here? They draft J.J. McCarthy. He'll be bouncing back from injury next year. How should they handle that quarterback situation?
Unknown commodity versus known commodity. I know what Sam Darnold is. I watched it all season long. And by the way, you know, he actually took a pay cut and agreed to be a backup quarterback in San Francisco so he could learn what it's like to play in the National Football League. And so he did it the right way. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is. They don't know what McCarthy is. By the way, I don't know how that knee is going to respond to that surgery. So, like, to me, it's a no-brainer. You figure out a deal with Sam Darnold, and you get it signed. Like, you already know the guy's played exceptional football, and I know they've got a ton of weapons and they're really good, but man, his ability to execute that offense, his ability to find open receivers, the throw he made to Justin Jefferson for a touchdown, away from the safety, back shoulder, on the move, getting
nasty.
Hit. Like, it was phenomenal, and he's done it all season long. So, to me, I know what I have. I know what Sam Darnold is. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is, so I'm going with the known commodity. That's just the way I operate.
Stink, a lot of us here, you know, even in Dallas who covered the team, we didn't have the Cowboys beating Tampa Bay, you know, on Sunday Night Football. Kind of talk about, though, how you look at that, the NFC South there with Atlanta and then also then with Tampa. That's just, like, it seemed like to me a really terrible loss for the Buccaneers.
Certainly was, but I mean, I would point to Dallas, and I think I talked to you guys maybe 4 weeks ago when I said I'd retain Mike McCarthy.
Yep, sure did.
And, you know, it's interesting now to watch that team play, to watch the effort that they give, and let's face it, like, the last couple of weeks, it was their ability to run the ball.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball for 2 inches in that game, and they still found a way to win that ball game. And, you know, you're doing it with Cooper Rush, and you're doing it with, like, it's really interesting to watch it all transpire because, you know, over the last 5 weeks or so, that offensive line has played better. They've had more continuity. They've run the ball, albeit not last week, but they've run the ball better. Defensively, they're playing better. And, like, I look at all that stuff, and, you know, you can poo-poo it, or you can say, hey, Mike McCarthy hasn't had great playoff success. You can look at all that stuff and say, yeah, I get it. But I guess my perspective from that being, you know, being in the NFL for a long time, my perspective for as a player is, dude, we're the ones that go out and play. Like, we're the ones that have to go out there and execute. And we put it all on the coach, like, oh, he didn't game plan well. Or we did. No, bottom line is oftentimes it's us as players. And I always say this, nobody, and I mean nobody, buys a ticket to watch Mike McCarthy stand around his ass off. Nobody. They come to watch the players play, and it is our team. And if we don't execute well, then guess what? We're not going to win. So I look at that stuff maybe a little bit differently. I think Mike McCarthy's a hell of a football coach. And I think the way the Dallas Cowboys are playing right now says to me that, you know, what I said to you guys 4 or 5 weeks ago was right. Like, they're playing hard for him, and he's a damn good football coach, and they've done it with limited talent. So that's just me. You know, that probably means they'll go on and get a young coach that's never done it before, and they'll get all excited because, you know, he's an offensive genius or guru, and, you know, you'll be right back into, you know, out of the frying pan into the fryer.
Well, Mark, we love you, man. We can't thank you enough for the time. Merry Christmas to you, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, brought to you by Hellman's Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. The quote of fans don't pay to watch Mike McCarthy stand around his ass off. I liked that. That was. I think we could montage a good 5 or 6 minutes worth of stink from this year. He's got at least one line every week that is just fantastic. Always appreciate it. All right, it's TD Tuesday here, Christmas Eve. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. Brian Broaddus, myself, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, hanging with you until 7 o'clock. Football's finest. Who had John Gruden feeling nicey in Week 16?